This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I'm asking a question. Are you waiting on the scales of justice to shift in your favor? Sometimes when we're waiting for a situation to shift, we may wonder how we should behave in the interim. When I turn to the scriptures, I think about David's life and all he had to endure between the time he was anointed king and the time that he was actually appointed king. There are times you might hit a certain milestone and believe you've turned a new corner that represents a new season in your life, only to be confronted with more of the same. It's very likely that David felt the same way after he graduated from the shepherd's field to defeating Goliath. Soon after that victory, David had to deal with a jealous Saul who kept him on the run in fear of his life for years. Once Saul was killed, David must have believed it was finally his time. Not so quick. He had to deal with Saul's sons who felt they were entitled to the throne. So David entered into a bloody battle with them for another 7 years. In the end, at God's appointed time, David did take the throne. But while he was waiting on God, he never tried to tip the scales in his favor through retaliation or vengeance. Instead, through it all, he exercised patience and sought God's will at every turn. If you feel like you're in an unjust situation that you can't wait to end, tune into the Blues of Blessings YouTube channel as I share a personal part of the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's story that should inspire you. But before you do, remember these words: be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. James 5:7. So today, your time is coming. Be patient.